The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I've been giving y'all hints, man, all day. I mean, it's been right in front of you the entire day. The cityscape. It's not New York.
Oh, I know where it is.
The cityscape. A location. It's even. I even had a school on there.
Columbia.
So this summer, we're going to fly to Atlanta, Georgia.
That was a recent moment in the classroom of Matt DeHart. You hear his voice every day here on 94.5 The Answer as he keeps you up to date on the latest business news. But Matt is also changing lives in his elementary school classroom daily. This past year, he started his own foundation, the Teach from DeHart Foundation, where he exposes his young people to life experiences. They probably would never be able to experience some of these things otherwise. On our guest line this morning, and I'm honored to have my friend, Matt DeHart. Welcome in, sir. How are you?
I am doing so great, Joey. Thank you for having me on. This means the world to me for you to have me on. All the help you've been to me over the years, this is just another step, and I'm just so thankful.
Well, thank you, sir, and I'm just so proud of you, Matt. Let me just quickly tell our listeners, Matt started with us at the radio station as an intern when he was a student, and he's done about everything you can do in a radio station. And, of course, he followed his heart, though. Teaching and coaching is just part of your family, isn't it, Matt?
Yes, so I'm the son of two teachers and coaches and the grandson of Jim Mattis, who the gymnasium is named after at Berea High School. So I just fall in line on the family business.
Yep, but you've kept your toe in broadcasting too, again, as you do our business news here on 94.5 The Answer. All right, so that the audio that I just played was a very exciting moment in your classroom just recently. Talk with us about your foundation, the Teach from DeHart Foundation, and about that announcement, this Atlanta trip coming up.
So the Teach from DeHart Foundation is kind of a dream of mine. When I went into teaching, I told my wife, I said, I want to really change lives and get these kids out of their current situation and show them something else, show them that there's a bigger world out there for them to see, and they just need to be exposed to it to have that chance to possibly break a cycle. And when COVID hit, it gave me a lot of time to think and pray about it and work with my wife on it. And we decided this summer in July that we were going to go for it. I recruited a board. I went through the process of forming a nonprofit organization, and we went from there. And so what we get to do is I get to take students on trips, whether they're what we call pod trips, which are smaller trips throughout the year. And they're usually geared towards what students enjoy. So, like, for instance, I got to take two students who are very into agricultural sciences in the fifth grade. They are, you know, country boys from Traveler's Rest. And I took them down to the Governor's School for Agriculture. They got to meet a lot of the people there, tour the campus. And now those kids they're stoked. They're like, I can't wait to apply to that school in 3 years. Yeah. And it was because of the foundation that we had the chance to do that. And wow. So what I want to do is continue these little pod trips. But then every year, the class that I have, whoever's been assigned to my classroom, will get a trip somewhere across the country. And this year, with COVID restrictions and everything and certain places requiring vaccine cards and all of that, I knew I needed to keep it local, but I wanted to get out of the state of South Carolina. And so I looked at Atlanta, I presented it to my board, they said, go for it, sounds great. And so we decided to go to Atlanta, and not only are we going, but we're flying. Wow. So out of the 20 students that I have, 17 have never flown before. And out of, or the 22 students that I'm taking, 17 have never flown before. And I have, I think it was 40% of my students that are going have never been out of the state of South Carolina. And wow. So for them to get that opportunity to get out of the state, to fly for the first time, to navigate an airport and see a big city is going to hopefully be a life-changing and impactful moment that gives them the confidence to achieve whatever they believe they should achieve in life.
That is just fantastic, Matt. With me on our guest line, Matt DeHart, a teacher, but also you hear his voice here on 94.5 The Answer every day, too. If you want additional information, go to teachfromdehart.org, and you can see all the various projects that Matt has taken on. One recently got my attention. You took some students down to the Bank of Travers Rest, and as you know, I'm a big fan of Bank of Travers Rest. They've been my bank for 30-plus years, and just simple things like how to balance your checkbook.
Yes, so what one thing that I like to instill in my classroom, and it shows success in our testing, my students have worked extremely hard this year to score above the district average in their state exams. But the reason why they're so bought in is because I teach them all these life skills throughout the school year. And one thing I talked to my one of my co-teachers, Devin Washburn, and I said, I need help. I want to do this, and I really want to go at these life skills. And so she helped me work with the Bank of Travelers Rest to get checkbooks for our students, made for our students and provided for them. And students got the chance to learn how to write their name, sign their name in cursive so they have their own signature, write a check, and balance a checkbook all within 2 days. Wow. And so now I have students who know more about financial literacy than I knew as a college freshman. and that is one of those things that I've told them. I'm like, you're ahead of the game, guys. You are ahead of where I was because you know how to do this. And other skills we're working on are, you know, thank you letters. We're talking about how to address a letter. We're teaching them how to time management skills. And then I have a little booklet that I've designed called Mr. DeHart's 10 Rules to Live By. And it's just rules for the students to be able to look back at and say, okay, well, he said we should do this. Like, for instance, if you borrow someone's car, always return it on with a full tank of gas. Things like always stand up to greet somebody, shake their hand, make eye contact. And so those kinds of things that we're wanting to teach and I'm wanting to teach, the foundation actually helps me to reiterate that because every pod trip we have, they get to go out to dinner. And so we go to this experience and they get to experience something and then I take them to dinner. And when we go to dinner, they have to order by remembering. They have to remember the waitress or waiter's name. They have to order by making eye contact. They have to order, be prepared to order by the second time the waiter comes up after giving us the drinks. And then they have to be able to understand how to tip. And we always teach them how to tip, how to calculate the tip, and always to round up. And so the students get a chance to learn all of those things. And then they get to sign. They use their signature that they've learned to sign the little receipts for the restaurant, and they find that really fun. And so it's a chance for them to, again, get an experience.
That is just amazing. Matt DeHart with me on our guest line. And I also noticed at one point this year, you were getting clothes for them, like, you know, the young men's sport jackets and ties and that type of thing, and just kind of teaching them about dressing for special occasions. I mean, Matt, these are things that these kids would probably never be exposed to, and these are life skills that they'll take with them for the rest of their lives.
And that is the hope. That is what, you know, when I talk to the kids all the time and I try to inspire them every day when they come in the classroom, my goal is to inspire them and to get them to believe in what we're doing and believe in themselves. And so one thing that they do get an opportunity to do through those sport coats is we have they've named it. I did not name it this, but they call it DeHart Wednesday because I always wear a tie to work every day. No questions asked. One day I didn't because we had a special event and my students had me call my wife, ask her to bring me a tie because they could not focus. I mean, it was the craziest thing to me. So they actually, guys will show up on Wednesdays, and this Wednesday is actually our last DeHart Wednesday. And so they will get a chance to, they come in with a tie. A lot of them have asked their parents for suits and sport coats. I even had a grandmother last year call me and tell me, I'm so mad at you. And I said, ma'am, I'm trying to think of what I did at this point. I'm like, oh, what did I say? I'm so sorry. I said, ma'am, can you tell me what I did? And she said, do you know what my grandson wants for Christmas? And I said, no, ma'am. She's like, he wants a suit. Do you think I can afford a suit, Mr. DeHart? And I was like, I am so sorry. And then she stopped me, and she started to cry. And she said, don't you dare apologize, because for the first time in my grandson's life, he sees a purpose.
Wow. That's amazing.
I lost it. I mean, I just lost it on the phone with this lady. So those are the things that I'm trying to get these kids to remember and look back on and have that in the back of their brain. Oh, hey, you know, whenever someone comes up to greet me, I need to make sure I'm standing up. Where did you learn that? Well, Mr. DeHart taught me that in fifth grade.
Yeah.
And so that's what I hope to do.
Well, Matt, what a great influence you're having on these kids, and you're literally changing their lives. Of course, folks, this costs money. Let me encourage you to go to teachfromdehart.org, teachfromdehart.org. Look them up on Facebook. Look up Matt DeHart and contribute generously as he needs your support. And I look forward to continuing following what you do, Matt, and congratulations. I'm so proud of you, my friend.
Thank you, Joey. I mean, you have given me so many opportunities between you and Mike and all of that. You guys give me the street cred. I tell people that all the time, because I get to be on the radio because of the opportunities you started me with and Mike gave me as well in New York. I have so much street cred with my kids. All I have to tell them is I lived in New York for 3 months. Y'all don't want to mess with me. And so y'all have been so wonderful to me, and the station, Salem Media, y'all have been amazing to me and taking care of me and allowed me to still be a part. So thank you for that.
Well, you're doing great work. And again, I'm proud of you. Good luck. And we'll stay in touch, and love to get an update after you guys go to Atlanta.
Will do, Joey. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. Matt DeHart, help him out. Go to teachfromdehart.org.